This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Obama is still having his little press conference here, and he's still going on about Obamacare, about how the core of the system is working just fine, the core of the law is just fine, and, you know, something this big and difficult, you know, there are going to be problems, you know. It was big and difficult to go to the moon. What Obamacare was supposed to do is what companies like Amazon do as a matter of afterthought, almost. So he's still struggling to try and bolster that because Obamacare was supposed to be the signature accomplishment of his administration. And Obama is looking at his potential historical legacy as being not very good, probably down there somewhere with Millard Fillmore. We're going to go back to the phones here. Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I've called in before, so I think you know me from calling before. Speaking about the SSRIs, I've been on them for a long time, since at least, you know, when I was 16. Right now, I just turned 31 this December 2nd. And, and the reason behind that is, like, I was, you know, why I was put on them was because I was having a lot of problems when I was younger, from, you know, family abuse since I was little, very bad economic situation, just really bad things, you know, stuff like that. And right now I'm trying to get back in control of my life. There's so many problems from these so-called meds that are supposed to help you, you know, they're supposed to help you, you know, deal with, you know, life and stuff. And you're supposed to, you know, cure some mental disease or, you know, emotional problems. But they have so many bad, you can call them side effects, but I think those are just mostly the main effects of it. When I was walking, for instance, I was walking on the, you know, on the bike trail, you know, just minding my own business. And then, like, my eye would shift to one side. Both my eyes would shift to one side. I can't even walk. They're just shifted to one side. And I'm telling my mom, I'm telling her, my eyes are, like, shifting to one side. Why is that happening? Is this something I'm taking or something? So we did so many tests. We went to different doctors and stuff, medical doctors. And they said, we don't know. We don't know what's wrong with you. And then finally I figured out why that was happening. It's because of the certain medication I was taking for my supposed depression. They were making my eyes shift to one side while I was walking. It's like, so many bad side effects and stuff like that.
Yeah, there have been a lot of stories like that. I mean, these are the non-violent, thankfully non-lethal side effects. But people are getting auditory hallucinations, getting colored lights flashing before their eyes. We don't really understand how the human mind operates. We don't even really even begin to have a glimmer of how it's all organized and structured. It is a chemical computer, and they're just pouring chemicals in the top and hoping that it will sort of filter on down and do something. But it's very dangerous. There is a significant portion of people for whom these medications provoke all kinds of unpleasant adverse effects, up to and including like this situation down in Florida, but because a thin majority of people who take these drugs seem to think they're okay, they go on taking them and they go on selling them. But it's time to take a look at it. And again, Congress knows there's a problem. They did hold hearings. They just refused to do anything. In a lot of states right now, if you're applying for a gun permit, they will ask you, are you on prescription antidepressants? Yeah. And if you answer yes, you're not going to get your gun.
Yeah, I know. I've tried doing that for nefarious purposes, you know, like offing myself.
Okay. Can I leave you? Well, yeah, I know that's something that does happen. Can I leave you with a little piece of advice? And that is, if you are going to wean yourself off these medications, which would be a good idea, do it very, very slowly. And remember, it is when you are withdrawing from these that some of the worst bizarre behaviors are going to happen. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're going to let you go here. We got to move on to some other stories. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on over in the Ukraine. Now, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych has warned Western leaders to stop interfering in the Ukraine's internal affairs. And the comment was in response to Western diplomats showing up at these pro-European Union rallies, these anti-government, you know, get rid of the current government because we want to be part of Europe. And that, of course, is a tacky no-no for diplomats. When you are a diplomat from a nation going into another nation, you are not supposed to meddle in the internal affairs. And apparently, all the European and American diplomats are doing precisely that. Because the goal is to get the Ukraine into the European Union to loot their wealth to try and cover the shortfalls taking place in Cyprus and Greece and Spain and France and everywhere else. They're looking for a new source of cash to keep that pyramid going a little bit longer. Now, there's another story, and this came out over at PR Newswire, where an American think tank has concluded that had the Ukraine gone forward with this deal with the European Union, it would have ruined the Ukraine. And they're saying that the $15 billion deal with Russia will boost the Ukrainian economy, but the deal with the European Union would have plunged the Ukraine into a new recession. And that is absolutely true, because when you enslave your people to a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, recession and hardship is the inevitable and designed result. We are seeing it here in the United States of America. We're seeing it all over the European Union because of the ECB. All of this is going on is this war between private central banking and countries that refuse to have private central banking, even as we see how these private central banks wreck every single nation where they grab control of the nation's economy. Now, over in Israel, they have now announced they're ready for a short, sharp war against Hezbollah. Israel's generals are preparing for a decisive and hopefully brief, that's what they said the last time, war against Hezbollah. And they're selling this as a war against Hezbollah. See, we're only going after Hezbollah. And they make the point of saying Hezbollah is backed by Iran, and therefore we have to go after them. Israel doesn't care about Hezbollah. They want to reinvade Lebanon. They want that Litani River. They're trying to spin it as we're only making war on Hezbollah. It's another land grab. They got really, really close to the Litani River last time, didn't quite make it. They're going back in for another one. That's what this is all about. Has nothing to do with Hezbollah. It's Israel's usual, they made us invade them, mommy. They really did. Now, Israel is proposing a new law in Israel that will impose an additional 45% tax on donations to Israeli non-governmental organizations that dare to criticize Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. Far from being the only democratic nation in the Mideast, this, of course, is completely undemocratic to impose a tax on organizations because of their point of view, because they criticize the behavior of the government. And apparently this goes right up to Benjamin Netanyahu, who's getting really tired of Israel's decline in the world's esteem and wants to find some way to shut down the criticism about what's going on. Now, over in Syria, we heard about this before. the hired mercenaries, the more moderate hired mercenaries that were funded and sent in to topple Assad, are becoming very alarmed at the fanatical Islamic jihadists and what they are doing to the Syrian people. They are openly discussing changing sides, just like the Italians did halfway through World War II, and siding with Assad against the Islamic jihadists. If that happens, if Assad can come to some kind of a deal with them, it's going to completely change Syria. And Assad will still be in power. He'll probably be well advised to include the moderates in his new government or his continuing government. But this is another horrible foreign policy disaster on the part of the United States of America. We have to take a short break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, that's some of Claire's music from her album, Christmas Without Borders. And Claire, of course, will be joining us at the microphone at the top of the hour, as she normally does every Friday, to give us her unique perspective on what's going on in the world. Now, apparently the Prince of Wales is on a tour meeting with Middle East-based Christian churches and was waxing eloquent about how Christians are being persecuted by the Islamists. And he walked away from that with a great deal of egg on his face because apparently a jihadist brigade in Syria was exposed as receiving support from Great Britain. Playing both ends against the middle. Oh, bad Muslims, evil Muslims. Then they find out they're being paid for by Great Britain, by the United States of America, to go out and commit atrocities that can be used to demonize all Muslims everywhere. Now, another part of that, along with saying, oh, Muslims hate Christmas and the rest of it, over the last couple of weeks, we've started seeing a whole stream of articles talking about the Saudi Arabian links to 9/11 and how, oh, it was really Saudi Arabia. Pay no attention to those arrested Mossad agents on 9/11. It was Saudi Arabia. They did it. And it's a lot of nonsense. This is Israel trying to save itself and divert attention away from Israel for 9/11 and for a very simple reason. Common sense here. If Saudi Arabia wanted to hurt the United States of America, and I can't see why they would because they have so much of their money invested here. If they did a 9/11, the United States government would say, ah, we're going to keep all the money you've got here and not give any of it back. And that money that Saudi Arabia has invested in the American economy is a powerful, powerful weapon. If Saudi Arabia really wanted to hurt the United States of America, they don't need to crash airplanes into buildings. All they have to do is yank their money out of the U.S. financial system, and it would crash. A real-life version of the movie Rollover. And it would be perfectly legal for them to do that. They would be seen as morally in the right and probably prudent, given the severe stress on the U.S. economy, to get their money out while they still can. So all these articles you're seeing about, say, oh, Saudi Arabia did 9/11. It's the part of the propaganda run-up to invade Saudi Arabia. Whenever the U.S. is going to invade somebody, oh, they had something to do with 9/11, they're Al-Qaeda, and they're the rest of it. Saudi Arabia isn't going to carry out terror attacks in the United States of America because of all the money they've got here. They don't want to lose that. And if they wanted to harm the United States, all they got to do is ask for their money back. U.S. doesn't have a legal ground to refuse. So all of this, Saudi Arabia did 9/11. It's Israel again. They understand that the more and more people around the world are looking at the signs that Israel, working together with the United States of America, pulled off 9/11 to try and incite and enrage Americans to going along with all this security industrial complex nonsense. And have endless war on all those evil Muslims all over the world here. Now, there's an article, and this came out of Zero Hedge, and it's actually going from an article that originated in Bloomberg, saying that the Chinese don't want U.S. paper or computer dollars anymore. They're demanding back some of their money for all this debt they've been buying, all this money they've been loaning to the United States, and they're demanding their delivery in gold. And apparently, according to this report from Bloomberg's Ken Goldman, London's gold vaults are almost empty because the gold has been taken to Switzerland and recast into what is called a higher quality format. I'm not exactly sure what that means. And it's going to China. So China's already pulling the real wealth they loaned us back out of the West. So with this kind of shortage for physical gold, why is it that the price of gold remains rock bottom low? Because it's being rigged. It's being manipulated. All of those financial institutions that desperately need to acquire physical gold to satisfy contracts and other demands for payment in gold, they want to get it as cheaply as they can. With all the shortages of gold, physical gold should be right through the roof, but they're still cranking out those paper gold futures contracts to keep the price down. And, of course, those future contracts are only making the physical shortage worse and worse and worse. It's got to break at some point. There's going to be a run on physical gold, and they're not going to be able to do anything about it. And I guarantee you, when we hit that stage, the U.S. government will outlaw private ownership of gold, just like Roosevelt did back in 1933. They'll say you can keep your jewelry, but your gold coins, your gold bars, all your of your other investment physical metals have to be surrendered to protect the banks. Those poor bankers, they've suffered so much. They meant no wrong. They were doing what they thought was best. They have good intentions. Therefore, we should give them our wealth to keep them going here. Article coming out of UPI. First-time jobless claims climbed by 10,000 in the week ending last Saturday, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, talking about a week ago tomorrow. Now, we're still in the Christmas shopping season where retail stores are supposedly hiring up temp help to do the Christmas shopping, the New Year's white sales, the pre-inventory sales, and of course, end of January, all those jobs are going to evaporate. But apparently, the jobless rate is starting to climb dramatically. And it may be because these retail outlets are not doing very well in the Christmas shopping season, and they're already having to let people go. Or alternatively, there are other businesses looking at their finances for the end of the year and saying, got to shut down, got to cut costs. Now, over at Walmart, Walmart has mounted a campaign to deal with the fact that their workers are not able to live on the wages Walmart is paying. And their idea of a solution is to encourage Walmart's poor workers to give to the poorer workers. That's their idea of solving the problem. Sounds like socialism to me. A lot of people say it's a moral outrage to underpay people and then say, well, look, what little food you've got, share it amongst yourselves and balance it out, and that will make everything okay. And it really doesn't. Story out of Investment Watch blog, Feed the Hungry program runs out of food. And that's happening all across the country. It's happening here. Claire and I, these two food programs that we support, the last couple of months, they're running right on the edge. We're at the point where the people who show up at the end of the food handout, they're getting light bags. We just don't have anything to put in there. Now, when I was a kid, Christmas was supposed to be the season of charity, goodwill towards all men, and giving. Doesn't seem to be happening all that much in our society. And it's a reminder that this quest for the pieces of ink and paper is so dominating the American culture right now, it's destroying what the best things of the American character. Where Americans would look out for each other. We'd take care of each other. We would step in when there was need. And that just isn't happening any longer. We've gotten into this whole coming out of the me decade. Everybody's looking out for themselves. And I understand money is very, very tight. We certainly feel that ourselves. But especially at Christmas, make the effort to help the hungry around you. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal and director of the Trends Research Institute. I enjoy being on with John Stadmiller every month because I believe in what RBN is doing. It's helping to let freedom ring. And to make sure it keeps ringing and it rings louder, I urge you all to consider donating to RBN to keep their voice ringing loud so that more people could tune in, hear it, and freedom and liberty could come back to America. So it's up to you. It's either more of the same or the next American Revolution. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and consider giving as much as you can, as often as you can. This is Gerald Celente. The future lies in your hands.
And, of course, a reminder that RBN is having their end-of-the-year fundraiser. And if you will pledge to donate $100, you get an RBN t-shirt and an RBN coffee mug, RBN bragging rights for supporting a radio network that truly serves the public interest. And if you will tell the operator that you want the Christmas Without Borders CD and leave your postal address, we'll include one of those as well. The phone number is 800-724-2719. and dial O for the operator. That'll get you right on through. And, of course, you can go to the top of the Republic Broadcasting website, click that little donate button, and there will be some other options for you to follow there. We're going to go to the phones here. Steve in Manhattan. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Aloha, Mike. Actually, 2019 is the 50th anniversary of the Apollo moon landing. And the
yes, go ahead.
50th anniversary, and the astronauts have an opportunity to come clean with the Apollo moon landing hoax in 2019.
Okay, here we go. All righty.
And
okay, we're going to let you go here. They are desperate to try and harm the credibility of the independent media. Maybe because Duck Dynasty just laid a big one for the corporate media. And you know what's really funny? These propagandists can't come up with a new idea. They're still thrashing around with the old one. Oh, the Apollo moon landings were faked. That issue was put to bed long ago. First and foremost, the Apollo astronauts left an instrument at every one of the Apollo landing sites called the Laser Ranging Retroreflector. It's sort of a high-tech, precise version of the little red reflectors on the back of your car that return the light in the same direction it came in from. And you can bounce laser beams off of those things. In fact, the technology to be able to do that is now within the reach of high-end amateur astronomers. I've done the experiment myself up at Table Mountain. Table Mountain Observatory many years ago. Plus, we now have spacecraft from other countries that have imaged all of the Apollo landing sites and clearly show the lower half of the lunar module, the little lunar rover, the ALSEP, even the footprints. So this is one of the stories the government likes to try and plant on the independent media to make us look silly, to try and get Americans to say, oh, they're being silly over there at RBN. I will go back to ABC, CNN, NBC, Fox, CBS, and I will be told what to believe by them. So it's a panic reaction here. All righty, let's see. We've got Frank in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. You're right, those phone calls are silly, and I appreciate what you're doing to get rid of all the nonsense. But the reason I called, Mike, is I know you worked in Hollywood, and I remember back during the 70s and the 80s, all these documentaries about this boat full of Jewish people that was trying to flee Nazi persecution, and that they were turned away from American shores, and you know how bad it was, because a lot of them end up dying in the concentration mm-hmm. camps, and we had this collective guilt over a nation. You know, Mike, in Israel, there are thousands of illegal Africans that are suffering, that had to flee a war-torn country, and some of them had fled to Israel for political asylum and protection. You know, Israel wants to deport them back to the same mm-hmm. war-torn country that, you know, that they fled from. Now, what do you think is going to happen to those people? They should be given safe haven, but if Israel repatriates them back to the same country they fled from, what is the difference between that and sending a boat full of Jewish people back to war-torn Europe during World War II, Mike? I just don't understand it.
Well, first of all, the story about the boat full of Jewish people that were traveling around, obviously, like everything else, it's spun. The United States, at least back in that era, did not simply allow people to walk into the country without going through the proper immigration process. And it wouldn't have mattered if there had been Jewish people on the boat, or Germans, or South Americans, or whatever, they would have been turned away because that was the immigration policy at that time. And it still is the immigration policy, except, of course, if you're walking across the border from Mexico, then they'll welcome you all in, make you an instant Democrat, give you an Obama phone and a voting card, and that will be that. But Israel, of course, played up this fact that they had basically tried to crash the United States borders as somehow the guilt of the American people for not letting them in. And again, what they were trying to do was a violation of American immigration law. And we've seen the U.S. turn back boats of people coming in from Cuba. That is simply the policy. And you're absolutely right. Israel's law is that anybody on planet Earth who's Jewish has an automatic citizenship in Israel. But apparently it doesn't apply to the Ethiopian Jews, who are Jewish not by recent conversion for convenience sake, but have a very long Judaic tradition of their own in their homeland. But Israel just decided, no, we don't want these. We're going to send them back. And you're absolutely right. They're going to suffer tremendous cruelty and hardship when they're repatriated to their home.
Thank you, Mike, for bringing up that point, and I appreciate you. Do a great job, Michael.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and have a Merry Christmas. I don't care if it's politically incorrect to say so. All righty, getting back to the economy here, and apparently Harry Reid, who is reportedly in the hospital, but that's not going to buy him any slack on this show, is apparently pushing for yet more changes to the national economy that would take more money away from the middle class to prop up our failed banking system. They're not going after anybody who's poor because they don't have anything to take. It's sort of Robin Hood in reverse. We steal from the rich because the poor don't have anything. That's what they're thinking out there. And of course, if Reid and anybody else in Congress really cared about the economic well-being of the American people, they would get rid of the Federal Reserve. And in fact, there was an article over at Investment Watch blog. Is the Federal Reserve good for the United States? Is it even possible to get rid of it? And the answers are no and yes. Clearly, the Federal Reserve is not good for the United States of America. It is exactly the same kind of predatory banking structure we fought a revolution to be free of. It is good for the owners of the bank at the expense of the people of the United States of America. Is it possible to get rid of it? Yes. Congress can at any time vote to rescind the charter. Or the president can authorize the Treasury to issue a United States currency that is not borrowed at interest from this privately owned central bank. And again, as they start to ramp up the debate over the debt ceiling and all the rest of it that's going to be cranking up after the first of the year, that is the real question. The Constitution authorizes the United States government to create and issue an interest-free, debt-free currency, a public currency as a public utility. Why then has this government for the last 100 years borrowed currency from a privately owned central bank? It all comes from the same printing presses. It all comes from the same computer systems, just typing it in there. It's not like the Federal Reserve actually is loaning real gold or silver or anything else of any value. It's all made up imaginary out of thin air money. And if that's what is running our economy, the government can come up with that same made out of thin air imaginary money and spend it into circulation and then tax it back by the same amount without accruing debt to the Federal Reserve. Why are they going this other system, enslaving us to the private central bank? Well, because that private central bank is very generous with their campaign contributions. They're cutting in the government for a piece of the action. And that is why for the last 100 years, you, the people of the United States of America, and your children and grandchildren in perpetuity have been plunged into this slavery of this artificially created debt out of thin air. Yes, we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. When we rebuild this nation following the coming crash, no private central bank is at the top of the list of what we're going to do. When we talk about the blueprint for the new America, no more private central banks is at the top of the list. Also second place, also third place. It is that important. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you about a weather event that happened to my wife and I 5 years ago. We were living in the San Luis Valley, and that's a very high valley here in southern Colorado. It's about 8,000 feet. We had a, and it's very windy there. It's windier than just about any place in the country because of the way that valley is shaped. We had a cold front blow through one night. We had 90-mile-an-hour winds, and the actual air temperature was negative 38. The wind chill was 104 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, it was so cold. We were living in an off-the-grid.
How cold was it?
It was so cold that the dogs were all stuck to the trees.
Oh, man. Reminds me of that video that we saw last week of these goats who were still alive, amazingly enough, just literally covered in a coat of solid ice.
Well, it was so cold. We were using a generator. We were living off the grid, and the generator froze while it was running.
That is definitely, definitely cold. That wind chill can really do it. I remember some years ago, I was up on Haleakala, which is this big volcano on the island of Maui, and people love to watch the sunrise from there because it's absolutely spectacular. And this was back in the days of film cameras, 35-millimeter single-lens reflex, and the wind chill was so cold, the camera locked up. I had to put it inside my jacket and warm it against my belly, which was a thrill in and of itself before I could get that running again. Wind chill can be very, very severe.
Well, it was so cold you couldn't even be out in it. And I want to bring up a brief other subject. We've noticed that the supermarkets aren't restocking a lot of food. I think there's a problem with the food this year because we go into supermarkets and there's a lot of shelves empty and they just don't have anything to put on them.
Yeah, the supply chain is starting to stutter, and a big part of it is, I think, that in order to control shipping costs, they're trying to consolidate shipments more and more. So the shipments are coming through fewer and fewer, and when you have a certain amount of food spoilage resulting in stuff being thrown away, it results in empty supermarket shelves. And I remember when I was a kid in grade school and we were getting the propaganda about how the United States was great and the Soviet Union was terrible, and they would show us photos of the markets in the Soviet Union where the shelves were all empty. I'm seeing that today here in the United States of America in the supermarkets I go to.
And we're seeing it here. But I wanted to tell you that cold weather story just to kind of give a salute to Al Gore.
Yes. Yeah, 5 years ago, that was definitely into that window where they were telling us snow was a thing of the past and the world was getting warmer and we were all going to roast. And what is really amazing is how the carbon Nazis are still out there trying to control the discussion. Apparently, Reddit has started blocking and censoring anybody who criticizes the dogma of human-caused global warming. They're losing this propaganda fight, but they've invested so much time and money in this hoax for carbon credits and a carbon tax and a global environmental authority coming out of the United Nations. And right now, of course, with Obamacare being an absolute meltdown disaster, I guarantee you they're going to start coming out talking about that carbon tax after the first of the year, because they need more of your money and they don't care what lie they have to tell you to get it.
Well, and that's true, and they make it very hard on you. I did a couple of solar systems, you know, solar power systems for our off-the-grid living, and they make it impossible to put up solar. So they're very hypocritical in that they say that they're trying to, you know, take care of the carbon, but when you try to do a clean energy, you can't get it permitted to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've seen that all over the place where people will, architects will design completely energy independent homes, and the local government will come in and say, you've got to have a hookup to the electric utility or we will condemn your property. And you're absolutely right. It's a double standard. They're talking about, oh, clean environment and everything to get your money for these various products, but they don't want to lose you as a customer to the electric utility.
That's very true. You have a very good day, Michael, and I'll let you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call. And as we try and cut our electric usage, you know, here at our little place, over the last few years, we've gotten rid of all of our glass cathode ray tubes. We've gotten rid of our tungsten light bulbs. We're all LED now and energy efficient flat panels. And on our little monthly electric bill, we have been watching very carefully. Our total electric usage goes down, and every so often, of course, the rates will go up. So the electric company is still making as much money, even though we're using less and less of their product here. And by the way, the secret conspiracy inside the electric company is they're selling you the same electrons over and over again. Because it comes out of the wall, into your appliance, back into the wall, back to the power station. They just turn it around and send it right back out again. I should only have to pay for one electron once. Anyway, moving right along and back to more serious information here. Apparently, the Credit Suisse Group is now known to have defrauded investors of more than $1 billion by misrepresenting the risks of its residential mortgage-backed securities. Remember the mortgage-backed security fraud? Coming back to haunt them now. Acting New Jersey Attorney General John Hoffman has come out and said they are suing Credit Suisse, which means Credit Suisse will have to share part of the booty with the government. That's going to be the end of it. Credit Suisse will still have made money off this fraud. New Jersey is going to get a piece of the action. Nobody goes to jail. That's how it works. Wall Street firms carry out a fraud, steal billions and billions of dollars. The government says, harumph, harumph, you did something wrong. And the Wall Street firms say, here's a piece of the action. And the government says, okay, that's fine. We're all done here. Amazing. Now, over at the Internal Revenue Service, they are apparently looking at changes to the rules governing tax-exempt educational organizations. And apparently this is being targeted on conservatives. It shouldn't be, but it is. And apparently they are looking at a rule that would bar these tax-exempt educational organizations from informing voters about federal candidates' voting records ahead of elections. In other words, if a candidate's up there saying, I've always supported your right to blue lint in your navel, it would now be illegal under the new proposed IRS rules for anybody to come out and say where he had been voting against blue lint in your navel for his entire career or her career in Congress. Now, obviously, this is a law designed to protect the incumbency by making it difficult for public activist organizations to say, we don't care what he's saying on the campaign speech. That's not what his voting record shows. So a candidate could get up there and say, whatever the polls say is the popular position. I'm opposed to tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting. And nobody's allowed to say that he's voted for tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting all along, which the voters have a legitimate right to know if a candidate's voting record is consistent with their political speeches. All righty. Now then, apparently down in Guantanamo, one of the detainees who's on trial has been removed from the courtroom for shouting out that he has been tortured by the authorities to obtain the confession, which is the sole evidence against him. And in this kangaroo court, the judges don't want to hear that the confessions might have been extracted under torture. So they kicked the guy out. Sort of redefining downward what due process is. Don't bother me with the truth. I've already been told that you're guilty and so forth and so on. Apparently over in Great Britain, there's a prominent Libyan dissident, Abdel Hakim Belhaj, who wanted to sue MI6 over his rendition and torture. And apparently a high court judge ruled that the suit cannot go forward because it might harm British interests, meaning it's a huge political embarrassment. So Great Britain, as the United States, there is no justice. There is simply you do what you're told. We'll be right back.